And I'm really curious to get your thoughts around, we're only going to drive the bus in the direction we want and execute strongly if we've got that team alignment. You've already spoken to some of that journey already that will create the team alignment with the shared understanding and so on.
Sure.
But I just want to dig down into that around getting alignment in our teams.
So I think most importantly, when we see misalignment, why are they butting heads or not respecting each other?
Welcome to Sales Bites. I'm Abby White. This episode, we have Roger Vatanas with us talking about all things execution. Roger is an EOS implementer. If you have not come across EOS before, you are missing out. EOS is Entrepreneur Operating System, and it was by Gino Wickman. He founded it and wrote the book Traction, which unpacks this system. Even if you are not an entrepreneur, there is still so much that you can learn from this system and look at how do you really execute on your big goals. How do you take that strategy or that intention and how do you make it see the light of day? And that's really what Roger unpacks, which is such a valuable conversation at this time of year for 2024. Now, before we get stuck into the conversation with Roger, Roger is one of our amazing RevUp experts. So if you would like to see Roger in action in one of our RevUp masterclasses, check out RevUp in the show notes and you can find out all the information there.
A lot of business principles, methodologies, frameworks, systems. They've been around for hundreds of years. They're going to be around for 100 more, right? But EOS in a definition of what entrepreneurs look for is it's just a simple set, right, of concepts and practical tools. It's helping 190,000 companies around the world now to use the system to do three things: clarify, simplify, and achieve the vision, the actual traction part two, which is what I love about what we do. Simply because it sounds simple and because it is, and because there is so much proven success out in the marketplace now on a global level.
And when you say entrepreneur, obviously the word is sort of thrown around quite interestingly these days.
Yeah, look, entrepreneur to me, and by definition, is a founder of an entity, of a company that has a vision. And they know exactly, they can see it in their head, and off they go, and they have this hunger, determination, and grit about them that they need this vision, you know, which is a purpose-driven help or creation to build something and help the world or solve a problem. And that is the definition for me as an entrepreneur, because I've been there myself. Whether people call them serial entrepreneurs, that's obviously some crazy people who want to do 10 in a row. But my bottom line is entrepreneurs are the founders of businesses and they build teams and product and services that are going to make a significant impact in our world, and they have. So that's who we love to work. I think your mindset on approaching something like, you know, the creation of your first draft of your accountability chart, which is where you sort of have to let go of your ego and your roles, your current, you know, tasks that you do in the business in order to scale. And it is a confronting process. And it's actually the first piece of work after we teach some leadership abilities over hitting the ceiling, a breakthrough the ceiling, because every organization goes through that. So it's the first piece of work. So when a leadership team comes in to see us, and here we are facilitating some really open and honest questions like, are you in the right person? Are you the right person in the right team? Oh my God. So it is a confronting thing. But what I love about the chart, beyond an organizational chart tool, is, you know, you're defining the clarity of the roles, the production and productivity of each person in the company called key results. They know who they're also reporting to, but something that the listeners must be aware of, because there can be an assumption with structure and hierarchy. And that is it just a top-down approach? And that doesn't necessarily work for my culture I wish to create. Totally respect that. But we assume that a communication goes across that accountability chart and up and down, right, as a culture is created. But from a point of view of time management, showing capacity issues of one's burnout versus every employee is going to tell you they're busy, right? It actually identifies issues for you real quick. Look at family business, right? 70% of businesses in Australia, in our beautiful country here, are owned by family. So why does the sister end up in marketing? Or why is mum still doing finance when the business has scaled beyond her skill set? With love and due respect, we're being told, hey, have a look at this, right?
Yeah.
They're obviously, most of the time, the family will be right person, but are they in the right seat? So you can have a right person in the wrong seat. Let's see if they, if we can offer them another seat. We don't want to lose good people, right? Particularly in these days where it's talent is so you know, being limited by post-COVID world. Then you can have a wrong person in the right seat, Abby. And these are the challenges which a lot of entrepreneurs find difficult to deal with. And that is where you have a non-culture fit succeeding in the seat, and everyone's really, really itchy and probably very irritated about them staying in the business. And that's why we always say we've got to make brave people decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it helps make decisions. The process helps make decisions.
It's
sort of, you know, you don't sweep it under the carpet. It helps make decisions.
Yeah, look, you would be like this with, you know, with Sales Redefined, right? But you meet a client, you look them in the eye and you say, follow this tool and communicate it to the individual. Everyone will be happier, especially the individual. Mm-hmm. Like I always say, we don't own people in our companies in the sense of the life. Life's too short. They have one life. We have one life. So if they're not happy or they cannot produce the expectations we set, and with EOS, it's very clear to set expectations around the foundational tools, then they're actually going to be happier and more fulfilled in another organization. It's just not ours. Mm. But because there's so much emotion to deal with human behavior, it's often non-confrontational. And it's like, oh, you know, we have elephants in the room. So we say, hey, come on, let's do the right thing, right? And we have to have those open and honest discussions. And when we tell people the truth, the one thing I do is when I teach them the tool and then they say, Rog, but we can't do that. We haven't got anyone to replace them. And then 3 weeks later, 60 days later, hey, Rog, thanks very much. We're so happier. She's happier. And it's just lovely when you can make that impact real fast. We stay very high level, 30,000 feet thinking. Where else can we take this business? What's the market telling us? What's our customers telling us, et cetera? So we take this really fresh approach to not staying in the weeds on day one, flushing everything out, resetting the vision on that vision traction organizer tool, and everything's challenged. Are our core values correct? Are we living and breathing them? Is our core focus right? Is this 10-year target we designed, you know, 12, 24 months ago, do we still believe in it as a leadership team? So we challenge everything, marketing strategy, sales, you know, process. Do we need it? Do we need training like from someone like Sales Redefined? It all gets flushed out. And then on day two, we can take it back down to the ground again and start to look at, okay, what's our next 12 months look like? What is our quarterly plan, which we call ROCs, look like? And the team can then really start to narrow its energy, discipline, focus, and then hold everyone accountable. You know, one of the things I was amazed at, and of course there had to be a time where we did commercialize it better as a growing worldwide company. But, you know, when Gino wrote Traction, the tool and its links to those tools were given abundantly. And we always say in EOS, have abundance mindset, right? There's plenty of work out there and be abundant as a community and help first. So in a help first value that we have, which is expect nothing in return or before you expect anything in return. If anyone wants the VTO, the Vision Traction Organizer, it's in Traction as a book. I'm happy from this visit, you know, to your land of Sales Redefined. I'm happy for people to reach out to us. We can send them books. We can send them tools. And just to see them shift from this, let's do everything, to guys, we've all agreed and discussed and debated that this is what we must do 90 days at a time. Mm. And that's where you double down on execution. It's just the less is more approach.
Yeah, I saw some research on that. I think it came out of the four disciplines of execution, where if you had more than three goals, your likelihood of actually achieving them starts to diminish. And then I think it was when you start to get over the seven, it becomes actually your probability of achieving them is actually zero. And I get it. You know, I have massive shiny toy syndrome, and I think a lot of founders do. But I do think there's so much power in that, in bringing it down to what are the couple big, you know, big goals that we're going to go after, and everyone's got clarity. It's such a superpower for execution.
Yeah, it is. And it depends on two major key factors from there on in: right people in the right seats on which to execute and support those goals and objectives, for whether it be the annual plan or even the quarterly plan. And the second thing is measurement. And we have this brilliant tool in the Level 10 meetings, which is the weekly meeting pulse of how are we going, are we on track, off track? And the leaders need to demonstrate tangibly, right, demonstratively, am I on track or off track with this quarterly rock? I'm the accountable owner, but I may be collaborating with Abby and Claire. So I need their time. I've had to schedule their capacity and mine. We become really good, better, faster, and stronger planners. And we teach that right up front. And I think when we get that right, the confidence just grows with the process of 90-day world. I just love it, because it's just... I'm with you, Abby. I'm just like, Lynn, let's do 10 things this quarter. She's like, how about we do two?
It's all right. Now I just want to add being an EOS implementer to my list. I'm like, yeah, this sounds like great fun. Do you think, sidetrack for a second and follow my shiny toy syndrome and my thought. Do you think because I think you're a powerhouse at this, and part of it, I wonder, is because you've had what we probably should have touched on the start, is you were a business owner yourself. Mm. You've been through the journey yourself. Therefore, you can have a level of empathy that no one else can, because you've sat there in that seat. You've been in their shoes. Does that make a difference for you?
I believe so. And I think we've got to be real and open, honest about this around skepticism of business coaching in the whole world, right? And just, so I was playing golf last Friday, and one of my clients, once a client, always a client, right, Abby? But graduated client, worked with them for about 5 years. They always wanted to hit the 20 million mark. They're going to hit the 20 million mark this year. And he was sharing that celebration as we're walking down the course. He bought a friend, $50 million revenue online business. He turns around to me and he says, you know, if I ever wanted a business coach, I would want someone around 60 years old and someone who's walked the talk and has that experience. And he said, but a young guy like you, what, have you gone to business school and all that type of stuff? And I said, are you just trying to get to win the hole? Because I'm 57 next month. So. But the point is, I grew up in family business from the age of 17 with my dad. Then worked in global logistics for 15 years, ran the family business initially owned by my eldest brother, and traded in Saudi Arabia, Middle East. And then when I wanted to grow more, then I set up a sports business education and coaching enterprise. Some leadership teams, they will not call out the issue because we prioritize them in 1, 2, 3. So you have to choose the top three issues of the week. So you hone in. Thing is, I've seen it, and when I've facilitated, and that's our job as implementers, to help them become more open and honest, is I'll say, hey, Joel, you haven't called out this issue, but yet when you're checking this morning, it was a burning one for you. So I think we should discuss that, don't you? We take them there. We call it entering the danger. And the bottom line is we just don't betray a trust. We've got to take the teams there so they have the discussions they need to have. And when they do, you see this relief and this alignment all just kick in. Yes, it doesn't come easy, but we build it.
And I was talking yesterday on, I had another one of our RevUp experts on the podcast yesterday with Jay Pottinger. Mm. And we were talking about the power of having someone external. You know, you're Switzerland, you're neutral, you know, having that external person. It's almost like, particularly in our businesses, I certainly feel like you're too close to it. You can't see it. Nobody's baby's ugly. It's all that sort of stuff. Whereas you kind of come in as Switzerland impartial. And I think there's massive power that cannot be underestimated even in that. While your dogs are joining the podcast. I love dogs. This is great. I'm happy to keep the dogs.
Millie's obviously got a strong opinion on this one.
Well, she obviously agrees with me. So I think let's go into that conversation, because she agrees.
It sounds like that.
If you enjoyed that conversation with Roger, you can see in the show notes, we've got the link to connect with him and also link to find out more about EOS. Now, before you leave us, as I mentioned, Roger is one of our RevUp experts. What you may not know is we have just released a free layer of our RevUp option, and we have bringing together revenue generating teams and forming a community and providing you access to lots of resources, information, and experts at your disposal to help you on your 2024 growth journey. So if you want to look at our community layer, then feel free to check out the link in the show notes and join us for free and be part of our RevUp community.